Hello, welcome back to my podcast. This is just a continuation from my previous podcast about West 996. So in this podcast, I'll talk about West 996 part 2. So here we go. West 1996 part 2. According to Wikipedia, it states that West 1996 Part 2 is the debut studio album by American rapper Lute. It was released on September 29, 2017 by Dreamville Records and Interscope Records. The album serves as the follow-up to his first solo mixtape, West 1996, which was released in the year 2012. Moreover, Wikipedia mentions how Lute was signed to Dreamville Records. It states that Lute originally intended to release the project as a free mixtape in 2014. But he said that he got a call from rapper J. Cole hours before releasing it. He said Cole asked him to hold on to it for him, that he wanted to help him get the project into the right hands. Lute eventually signed Cole's Dreamville imprint in 2015. From my point of view, I believe the mixtape West 1996 is one of the reasons why Cole was interested in signing him to Dreamville Records. Moreover, the fact that Cole signed Lute reveals that Cole is all about authenticity, which I believe Dreamville Records is all about. So instead of Lute releasing the mixtape free for everyone to listen to, Cole decided to just let him release the mixtape under Dreamville Records. Hence, Lute gets the revenue and also Dreamville Records. So it's a win-win situation. Lastly, on Wikipedia, they provided evidence about what the album West 996 Part 2 is all about. It states that Lute spoke on the album within his Still Slamming documentary. He said, "My album is an accumulation of chapters and events leading up to Dreamville signing me. It's a window into the last 5 years of my life, the obstacles, the challenges, the changes. It's also motivation to not let people or circumstances define who you are. My only competition is the person I was yesterday. I've been patient and very appreciative of this platform, and now it's time to show what I'm capable of." Lute is embracing who he is as a person and an artist, and is not in any competition with anyone. He's the only person he's in competition with is with becoming a better person each day. This shows that West 996 Part 2 not only talks about his rise to fame, but also the challenges Lute faced to become who he is today. Hence why it is linked to the mixtape West 1996. Now that we know what the album West 996 Part 2 is all about, let's look at the track list. Number 1, Morning Shifts. Number 2, Still Slamming. Number 3, Home, featuring Elevator J. Number 4, Ambitions. Number 5, Get Up, featuring GQ Slaughter. Number 6, Jagged. Number 7, Lord's Prayer, featuring Camel B. Number 8, Crabs in a Barrel. Number 9, Premonition, featuring Bird Gang. Number 10, Birds and Bees. Number 11, Living Life, featuring Hi, I'm Rye. Before signing to Dreamville Records, Lute wanted to give up on rap music because he wanted to take care of his daughter. This is shown in an article written by Yo Phillips. He stated that before signing his life-changing deal, Lute had come to terms with West 996 Part 2, serving as his final project. The decision was inspired by the birth of his daughter and the understanding that the role of a providing father was more important than the pursuit of rap dreams. This shows that Lute is a caring father who would do anything for his daughter. Morbid says there's no rap glitter or industry glamour, no big features. J. Cole's only vocal contribution is some backing vocals on Still Slamming. As stated by Yo Phillips, Lute did not have any expectations for a successful rap career, which is why the album West 996 Part 2 doesn't have any big features, rap letter, or industry glamour. From my point of view, this explains why on some of his songs, he mentions his daughter and his life of being a rapper. However, despite Lute not having expectations of being a rapper, Cole decided to sign Lute to Dreamville Records. This, again, probably explains why Lute mentions Cole in his song Still Slamming, because Cole has given him hope to become a rapper and at the same time being a provider for his daughter. This is why I said West 1996 Part 2 mentions Lute's rise to fame. Now let's look at some of the songs in the album West 996 Part 2. In the song Morning Shift, Yo Phillips has mentioned that the first voice we hear on West 996 Part 2 isn't Lute, but rather a job supervisor who called the rapper and asked him to arrive to work earlier than scheduled. Moreover, Yo Phillips said the call serves as a tone setter for the entire album. Lute's situation is far from pleasant, but because of his daughter, all he can do is grit his teeth and head to work. This is shown in the lyrics where he said, "My daughter called like, why you leave me so late? Ain't no road where daddy headed so he paving away. But in your heart, I'm every step of the way." From my point of view, Way said, "I'm only human, never defined by circumstance." I believe he wanted to show his listeners he had a tough life, but he did not allow it to define who he is. In this case, he is telling the story before his rise to fame. I'm still slamming while I'm chasing the light. 2 steps back just to get right. Yeah, I'm going to be talking about Still Slamming. So, let's get to it. Right, in the song Still Slamming, this talks about how people around Lute are encouraging him to link up with J. Cole to promote his music. This is shown in the lyrics where Lute said, "See, you should be laying tracks with J. Cole, and who knows, maybe he signed your ass." The fact that his cousin encouraged Lute to lay tracks with J. Cole is probably the reasons why Lute is signed to Dreamville Records. Moreover, someone called Brother who also encouraged him to promote his music. This is shown in the lyrics where Lute said, "Brother Pooh called me up, told me stay consistent." The fact that call yourself is what makes you different. Like fuck the gold chains, diamond rings, keep your eyes on the prize, that don't make a difference. Cause you're still a young king without the blame. Keep your eyes on the prize, shine on these niggas. From my point of view, the fact that his cousin and Brother Pooh encourage him to promote his music is one of the reasons why I believe Luge is signed to Dreamville Records. Moreover, the fact that Cole contributed in some backing vocals on Still Smiling is proof that Cole believed in Luge becoming a successful rapper, which is why the song is featured in the album Revenge of the Dreamers 2. This shows Luge's rise to fame. Well, yeah, he doesn't need any gold chains, diamonds to showcase his talent. Instead, he manages to hold his craft as a rapper. In the song Get Up, Luge mentions that he lost his job and he hopes that rap music will pay off because he has to provide for his daughter. This is shown in the lyrics where he said, "Woke up late this evening, yesterday I got laid off. Really hope this rap shit pay off." Moreover, despite what he's going through, he still rises up and hustle to make ends meet. This is shown in the chorus. Sometimes you gotta get up off the house. Sometimes you gotta put in those extra hours. Cause later I'll be thinking about my drugs. So nigga, just get up off your ass. And also gotta get up, get out, get some. Gotta get up, get out, get some. Gotta get up, get out, get some. Baby, gotta get up, get out, get some. Yeah, something like that. From the lyrics, this says is a lesson to everyone that no matter what challenges you face, you gotta get up, get out, get something. In this case, never give up to succeed in life. In the song Premonition, Luge comments on the society and community that is affected by violence and potential a struggling city has for change and growth. This was mentioned by Genius. Moreover, Genius said, "Growing up in Charlotte, North Carolina, near fellow Dreamville rapper J. Cole, Luge has witnessed the disparity his hometown has been experiencing and hopes to bring attention to this through his music. This shows that Luge's music not only focuses on him, but other issues faced in his community." In conclusion, I believe West 996 and West 1996 Part 2 are mainly focusing on Luge's past and his challenges. Although in the album West 996 Part 2 mentions something about Luge's rise to fame, Luge still focuses on his past life before being signed to Dreamville Records. So that's the end of my podcast, and I'll see you next time. Bye.